Okay, Rabbi. Today is Bez Hashem, the first Tumashir of the year, and as Bez Hashem, you'll see what the those that are new in the Shir will. Every Tumashir we try to title it something, and you'll see soon why the title Ashreinu Batol Kalkeinu Manim Goralenu, what that title has to do with the Shir. Okay, the Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, Pasuk Yudalad, Lo sasi gvul reyacha shagovlu rishonim, v'nachaloscha shatinchol ba'aretz asher Hashem alokecha, nosein l'chol rishto. So this is the Isser of Hasagas Gvul. You know, in colloquial language, we use Hasagas Gvul if you open up a pizza store next to another pizza store and you put them out of business, that's Hasagas Gvul. That's not the technical, you know, Hasagas Gvul that the Pasuk is speaking about. The technical, we just use that, it's a borrowed Lashon. But the technical Lashon here, Lo Sasi Gvul Reach, let's see Rashi. Lashon Asoga Ochor Shemachzi Simen Chalukas Hakarka LaOchor LaTok Sidei Chaveiro V'Mahachi V'Shalom. In other words, you have a neighbor who has a field right next to you, and he has his field, and you have your field, and there's a boundary, there's a border that's the demarcation point which divides your field from his field. So in the middle of the night, you sneak out and you move it over. So you get more land. That is a violation of Hasagas Gvul. And the Gemara said, the Rashi says, "Lo kva nemar lo sigzol." But isn't that included? Lo sigzol matal malom and lo sazig lomed ala oket chum chaveh which are over b'shnei lavim. So the Torah here wants to say that you violate two prohibitions. You violate lo sigzol because you're moving the marker over, so to speak, so you're taking some of his land, and you violate this Isser of Los Sasig. And the Chazal tell us, continuing in Rashi, Yochalaf b'chutz l'arz, tam b'lomar b'nachal ha'sa asher tinchol, b'eretz Yisrael over b'shnei lovim, b'chutz l'arz eino over el mishum lo sigzol. So it's a special din in Eretz Yisrael, special Isser in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban al Torah says a little bit more. He says, "Lo sasik vul reyacha, as harash shalo yishane tchum machaluka shilchilku anesim et arts the shvatim lo yachin hem. Al kein omar shagovlu rishonim. Hey melozer akon yeshu benunu mesiyei matus." Means it's specifically going on the chaluka of the arts that the Eretz Yisrael was given to the various tribes. And there's a chalukah that this tribe gets this portion of land, this tribe gets that portion of land, and that was done al yidei Goral. That was done al yidei Goral, was done by Elazar HaKohen, Yeshua ben Nun. So, tama mitzvah hazo, so lo yachsov adam, so it's not necessarily, the pashup shot is not necessarily going on just tam, that in the middle of the night, you move the thing over by your neighbor. That maybe is only an Isser of Alpi Pashtos of Lo Sigzol. The real Isser of Lo Sasig is changing the tribal borders. In other words, the Goral and the Urim V'Tumim said, you get this amount of land, you Shevet Binyamin, and now Shevet Binyamin wants to encroach on the other tribe's Chelek. That's Lo Sasig. Because why? Says the Ramban, he took... Because in other words, if it's just it's your next door neighbor, so that's no sigzol. That's not a little sassy. That's no sigzol. This is dafka on the tribe, on the chaluka of the shvatim. Why? Because if you move over the boundary on the chaluka of the shvatim, you're undermining the koach of the gorillas. You're saying that
that the, whatever Ruach HaKodesh goes in when the Eretz Yisrael was Nechlak Al Pi Goral, and that had to do with Hashkochas Hashem, you're undermining that. You're saying the Goral was not right. The Goral was not right. So that comes the Torah and says, Lo Sasi Gvul Re'acha, don't change the Gvul, Asher Govnu Rishon, who are the Rishonim? And Lozer HaKon Yeshua Ben Nun. These are the people who did the division of the land Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, Al Pi HaGorolos, and you're saying it's not true. I Binyamin, think that I should get this portion more, or something like that. That's Lo Sasi. But not necessarily just moving over the... that's Al Pi Pshuto Shel Mikra, says the Ramban. Then the Ramban says, Al Das Rabbo Seinu, Shu Azhar La'okir Tchumu Shel Chavei Bo'arts. Shover B'Shnei Lavim. In other words, the Pshuto Shel Mikra has nothing to do with your neighbor. It only has to do with the tribal boundaries. But Chazal Darshan that Asher Govlu Rishonim goes on the meaning the original border when the lands were bought. Obviously, there was an original border that was placed there between the two families. So now you want to change that border and cheat. So that's also Nichlal. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra is it's only going on the Chalukas Ha'aretz, and the Govlu Rishonim is Dafka going on Elazar HaKohen v'Yoshua Ben Nun. Well, that's how the Ramban explains. So it's interesting, the Sifrei says the following. The Sifrei is the Medrash Halacha on the Midvar and Dvarim. The Sifrei says, Lo Sasik Bul Recha Shel Govlu Rishonim. Lo kvar nemar lo sigzo, matalo malo mar lo sasig. Right, what's the addition? Lamech shal kolochir tchuma shal chaveira over b'shnei lavim. So that's where the Ramban is quoting Chazal, he's quoting the Sifrei, that's going on any two neighbors, not only the tribal chalukah. Yochum b'chutzlar tzamlo menachlocha shal tidchol b'erzrel over b'shnei lavim, b'chutzlar tzayin over el mishum lav echad b'lvad. And then Chazal also have minayin lo'oker tchum shel shvatim is all included. So the Sifrei has the both the pshuto shel mikra, what the Ramban holds is the pshuto shel mikra that's going on the chalukah hashvatim and the chalukah of the neighbors. And then the third line on page 4 says the Sifrei minayin lamachlif divrei Rabbi Lezer b'divrei Rabbi Yoshua. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua, v'divrei Rabbi Elezer, lomar al tor tome v'al tome tohor sh'over b'lo sase talmud lomar lo sase gvul re'acha. Say that the machlokis between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua about a certain matter, and one of them says tohor, and one of them says tome, one of them says mutter, and one of them says osser. Rabbi Yeshua says tohor, and Rabbi Elezer says tome, or vice versa, and you change it. Rabbi Yeshua, who said one way, tar, you say he says tameh. And Rabbi Lezer said tameh, you say tar. That's a violation of lo sasi gvul reyacha. That you're misrepresenting the gvul, that this person said this, and you're saying he said the other thing. That's also nichlal on lo sasi. As the parish here on the bottom writes, and we'll see it more, He gavul vod masik vul han shama sakdosh shel tanaim shekol echad posek kifi shorish nishmaso kimo shekosav Arizal. That the Arizal says, what's the pshat? Because we know that the Chazal tell us in Yerushalmi and other places that in every halacha there are mem tes ponim latameh mem tes ponim latayah. Every halacha, when Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah in Har Sinai, Hashem explained him 49 reasons why this should be mutter, and 49 reasons why this should be aser. And every individual, based on the neshama he has, is going to have a natural inclination to say one way or another. And then, Chazal say, the Torah says rather, how do we know what to paskin like? Well, then we see what the rov is, and that's how we paskin the halacha. So, if you're saying, and we'll see in a second more, that Rabbi Yeshua said one way, and Rabbi Lezer said another way, so you're undermining his shorish neshama. Because if his shorish neshama was to be metaher, and you're saying he's metame, or vice versa, you're taking away his nachala, so to speak. Because his nachala, his shorish neshama was this type, and you're trying to change what he is, that is also included in lo satzig. Probably not a, you know, you don't get malchus for this. It's not like, you know, but definitely alpi machshava. And it's interesting, the Sefer Zev Yitrov quotes a raya for this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on page 5, Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. The discussion in the Gemara is, what happened to Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria after they get saved from the lions, and so what happened to them? So Rabbanu Lahecha Azlu Amarav Ayin Hara Mesu. So one opinion says they died in Ayin Hara. Shmuel Amar Baruch Tavu, they drowned in saliva, whatever that means. And Rabbi Yochanan says Olu L'Eretz Yisrael V'Noshu Nosu Noshim V'Holidu Bonim U'Bonus. So and the other opinion says that they had a very productive life after they went and made Aliyah, and everything was good. So the Maral writes on the third column on page 6. Sorry, after the Kibshon Eish, so he says, after the Kibshon Eish, he says, Raya, the second arrow, he called Echad Menachacham Omer Kefi Midosu. The Rav Lezer was Dovak B'midas Hadin. Right? The Gemara says, Kol Mokom Shenos and Rav Lezer Einav Nisrof. Kach Saver Be'ayin Hara Mesu. There was each one was saying, based on the Shorish Neshama, some people's Shorish Neshama is Din. Some people's Shorish Neshama is Rachman. And each one was, it could be there were various things that could have happened to them, but each one was focusing on the Shorish Neshama of that person. And so basically, as we'll see, the Sefer Zev Yitrov explained that the idea, in other words, you could say, what's the big deal? Who cares if Rabbi Lezer was the one who said Tar, Rabbi Yeshua said the one Tameh, who cares? No, because if you're misrepresenting what he says, then you're undermining the whole shorish of the person. Because every person is a unique neshama. And if you're saying that he said this when he really said something else, it's not a technicality. It's you're undermining his shorish haneshama. And he brings a beautiful avos to Rav Nosson in the Sefer Zev on page 7. And all these members are from Elisha ben Avuya, the famous Tana, Elisha ben Avuya, who went off the derech. So in the second column, in Ozva, Avuya Omer, Yochel Adam Luma Torah be'esrim shana, you can learn Torah for 20 years, u'l'shakech b'shtei shanim, and you can forget it all in 2 years. You can be learning for 20 years and forget it in 2 years. Ketzad, Yashar Shisha Chadashim ve'enu chozer l'acharav, if you learn for 6 months and you don't do chazara, nimtza Omer al tamei Torah v'al tar tamei. In other words, so 6 months without chazara, someone's going to ask you the shaila. Is it mutter osser? And you're going to make a mistake. It's really mutter, you're going to say osser. It's really osser, you're going to say mutter. That's if you don't chazar for 6 months. What if you go 12 months and you don't chazar? Shneim asa chadoshim lo chazar lacharav, nimtza machlif chachamim ze bezeh. But if 12 months go by and you don't, then what's going to happen? You're going to forget who said what. So the kasha is obvious, as Moshe Shapiro said to me. What are you normally going to forget more? The halacha or who said what? Who said what, l'chor, you're going to forget first? But here, it says, if I can't. First, you're going to forget what the halacha is. Then you forget who said what. Why is who said what is going to be taking longer to forget? Why is that? I would think, who said lot? That's, that you forget right away. And the halacha, well, you'll forget later. What's the chiluk? So he says, the Zev Yitrov explains the following. Take a look on page 9. Tani be'obos the Rav Nosson. So he quotes obos the Rav Nosson, the fourth line. Chazid is the lo meh Torah, lo chosel achorav noch lo yoser lishkoach, lo meh tome Torah. Why? Who mishum de shikcha shem evi al hachlif tome b'tar, v'tar b'tome enach shikcha saprotim. You see, halacha, those are details. So if you didn't, if you're going to not review for 6 months, you're going to already start to forget the details. But who said what is not, a, in other words, you see, to us that's also a detail. That's why we forget it quicker. Because to us, we don't understand necessarily the connection between the person and what he said. But really, if you really understand that the, who the person is, then who said what is understanding the mahus of the person. That's, in other words, that's not about a detail of a life. In other words, you have a friend, so you might forget details about what happened to the friend. But you know this guy is a certain type of person. That's going to take much longer to forget. You understand? Details of what happened, this, you went on this trip together, you went on that, you'll forget those details. But what type of person he is, he's this type of person, he's a Baal Chesed, he's a Rachaman, he's a this, he's a that, that comes, that's the mahus of the whole chlolius of the person, and that takes much longer to forget. And therefore, that's the whole idea that the Sifrei says, that if you say Rabbi Lezer's name in the name of the Rabbi Lezer popped in one way, Rabbi Lezer said Tar, and you say he said Tomer, or vice versa, that's Hasagas Gvul, because that shows that you're eradicating the essence of a person. You don't understand the essence of this person. And I think that's a big yisod in everyone's life. That every individual, you know, it was a big yisod, is every individual is different. Every person is different. Some person has this type of Shorish Neshama, some part-time person this has this type of Shorish Neshama. And there's no mitzvah in trying to make everyone the same, because that's a sheker. Not everyone's the same, and that's a big yisod. Some people, since they have this shorish neshama, are going to like this type of learning, or they're going to like this type of atmosphere, or they're going to like that type of atmosphere. And the key thing is to be honest with what your shorish neshama is, and to be honest with who you are. And that's going to be relevant when individuals are going to start dating. So they have to know who they are. They have to be honest with who they are and what they're all about, and not to try to think that they're different who they really are, because that's Hasagas Gvul. That's taking someone's Shorish Neshama and calculate. No, you have your individual Natiya for this, and you have your individual Natiya for that. And the problem in this generation is that everyone wants to say that everybody has to be the same. In other words, everyone has to be learning. You have to be successful at Gemara, or else you're nothing, right? But that's not true. I remember Rav David Cohen once in the drasha said, you know, in yeshivas we're taught that the Gemara and the Shagas Aryeh, that's all there is. But that's not the case. He says he knows many Talmidei Chachamim. Rav David Cohen said that became Talmidei Chachamim because they learned Chumash well, or they became Talmidei Chachamim because they learned Mishnayos well. They say Rav Chaim Brisker, Rabbi Mandelbaum told me, was very impressed with his son-in-law because his Bekiyas in Mishnayos. Rav Hirsch Glickson, who was the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Brisker, who had yeshiva in Varsha, he said that Rav Chaim was impressed not because he said Brisker alumnus, not because he said his son-in-law knew a lot of Mishnayos. That was his natiya. Everyone has a Shorish Neshama, and okay, of course, in yeshiva you can't have 50 million programs for every, you know, so we try to have we try to learn some Gemara, and we try to learn some Halacha, and we try to learn some Hashkafa, so everyone could, you know, and different people will be more into different things. That's what I quote in the Imei Baruch. Rabbi Goldberg showed me from Rav Kook that the reason why people go off the derech is because they're forced into one mold, and that's not their mold, and therefore they say, if this is all there is, then it's not for me, and go goodbye. But we believe, no, that everything has its own Shorash Neshama, and therefore it's so important to know. Reb Lezer said this because that was his mahus to say tar, or his mahus to say tummy, and Lo Sasig is trying to undo what the essence of a person really is, and we have to know that and it's interesting. The Sefer Hasidim on page 10 says another thing. Lo Sasig Gvul Reyacha says the Sefer Hasidim shall go Rishonim. Shetiknu hanigunim shall yomar nigun shall Torah leNeviim uksuvim shall Neviim leTorah uksuvim shall ksuvim leTorah Neviim al kol nigun kemoshe musukin shall kol halacha moshe misinai shenema yamneru v'kol. Because you have a certain nigun when you read the Chumash, when you read the Torah, you have another nigun for Neviim, another nigun ksuvim, and there are probably sisrei Torah why this nigun is this way and this, but. This is the way halacha l'moshe misina should be, that the Torah should be read in one way, and the Nevi'im should be read in the other way, and the Ksuvim should be read. You switch to nigunim. That's also lo sasig. Because again, there's an appropriateness for everything the way it's supposed to be. Just like a human being, this thing is appropriate for you, and it's not appropriate for him. For him, it's not appropriate. For what's appropriate for you is not necessarily appropriate for him. And that's the same thing that we see by nigunim as well. And it's interesting. So this Rabosai, and how do people get a different Shorash Neshama? So, you know, as we say, there's nature and nurture, right? There's nature, some people, that's the way you're born. You're born a certain way. And that has something to do. I can't explain it. You see little babies. Some babies are very aggressive, or some babies, that's the way they're born. You know, like someone said to me, that's the nature. But then there's life experience. A life experience also makes you see things differently. There's a very interesting Gemara in Brachas, a famous Gemara in Brachas. And years ago, I heard a tape from Rabbi Foyer, Rabbi Gifter's son-in-law, and he quoted an interesting shot from the Divrei Yecheskel of Shinova. What's the Gemara in Brachas say? And I remember learning this Gemara as a kid and never thinking what's behind this Gemara. The Gemara says, third line, cotton hayodel mi varchim zamnala. If a cotton knows who do we bench to, he knows the concept of God, then already he can be a part of the Zeman. So Abai v'rabba have yasvu kame de rabba. Amu rabba lemi mevarchim. He asked rabba, who do we bench to? Amar leila Rahmana. We bench to God. Rahmana hecha Yosef. Where is God? So Rava achmi lishmei tlala. So Rava pointed to the ceiling, and he said that, you know, he pointed up to the ceiling. That's where God is. Meaning he meant to say he's up there. Abaye nafak labara. Abaye went outside. Achve klaf ishmaya, and he pointed to the sky. So the Gemara says, you know, they're both going to be Amal Rabbi Travaichu Rabbanon. You're both going to be big rabbis. You're both going to be big rabbis. And that's what the Gemara says. Butzin, butzin, mikatfi yadir. The pumpkin, you can see by its roots if it's going to be a good pumpkin. And I see you too have good roots. So again, they were both asked, who do we bench to? And they said to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Rava points to the ceiling. Abai goes out and points to the sky. What's the difference? What is that? What's all about? So the Divrei Yecheskel says the following. Where Brachas Abai v'Rava have Yosef Kamei the Rava Amru Mivarchim. So he says like this. Achnu Chol Omer. Dinei Yadu Dabor Chol Omer Mashkiach Al Kol Amos Va'asmu Chodom. Let me tell it to you outside first. He says, you see, Abaye was a Yosom. Rava was not a Yosom. So each one had a different view of the Ribbono Shel Olam. See, Rava had a roof over his shoulders, meaning he had parents to take care of him. So Hashem's Hashgacha to him wasn't direct, it was through his parents, that his parents were taking care of him. So you know, so that was how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him parents to take care of. Abaye viewed God in a different way. He said, I don't have parents. I never had parents. So it's a direct relationship that I have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he didn't point to the roof. He went outside and pointed directly to the sky. So the point being that, in other words, everyone looks at the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Abaye Varava had totally different upbringings. So they're going to always look at things in a different way. And that's an important thing to understand, that people are different, their upbringing is different. So it doesn't always have to be a distinction between an orphan versus not an orphan. You have this, you grew up in this type of home, you grew up in that type of home, that makes you different. It makes it for better, for worse, whatever it is, it's different. And that's why it's always good to understand this, because you'll to understand where people are coming from. Why does a person act this way? Why does it, it's not just stam. It's the shorish and the shama, it's nature, but it's also nurture. It's also life experience. That makes your gvul different than the other gvul. And you have to realize that. And you have to respect a person for who he is. And understand that he's this type of person. And it has to do with his mahus. It has to do with how he was brought up. And that's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. Tatai Amri, take a look in the Zohar in Parshas Vayera. The Ilul Eila. There was the Zohar says that everyone views God in a different way, depending upon where you are. Those people who are on the earth view God as somebody Lamala. The Chsiv Al Hashemayim Kvodo. Eloi, like the Malachim who are on top, say Hu Lamata Al Aretz Kvodo. The cool, we love Tatai Amri Ad Baruch Kavod Hashem Imkomo, even though both of them say we don't really know where Hashem is, but begin to Lisiyadav Lohava Mandu Yochel Lekaima. Came to you, Ad Amri Noda Basharim Baala. Alavali Noda Basharim Baala Do Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Baal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everyone has a different gate where he lets in the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, based on how he views the world, how he views life, that's his shar for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Malachim, they're Mishamayim, they view the Ribbono Shel Olam from one perspective. We are an Aretz, we view the Ribbono Shel Olam from another perspective. But that's the idea, that everyone has a different shar. Everyone, and that's, you know, very important to understand what's good for you. Just because it's good for another person doesn't mean it's good for you, and doesn't mean, you know, and doesn't mean you should respect the other person, but you should understand this concept. And that's why Chazal are so interested to understand that you say the Reb Lezer's vort and you say it from Reb Yeshua, so you didn't miss out on a detail, you missed out on the whole mahus. You see, if you make a mistake in halacha, you made a mistake in a detail. If you make a mistake on who said it, you made a mistake in the whole mahus of the person. And that's the yisod, Rabosai, that there's a gvul. That and realize what your chelik is, and if something is not meant for you, so you don't have to, you shouldn't be jealous that the other person, he knows this area in Torah and I don't know, but maybe that area in Torah is not the area that's for you. Maybe this is the area that's for you. Always realize, never be lazy. Never this should not be an excuse for laziness, because you can say it's not for me, but it's just because you're lazy. So it means that we're not lazy. And Apple Pekin, we realize that there's a chelek, and with your chelek, and don't move the gvul into the other guy's chelek. And I wanted to just conclude with the word in the beginning of the parsha, Shoftim v'shotri tzitei l'cha v'chol sharecha. And we're talking about boundaries of gvul, that this gvul is for me and this gvul is not for me. So it's important to say over the words of the Shalom. Shoftim v'shotrim teitein l'cha b'chol sharecha. 15. B'kad yesh remez musar. Hadis nam b'sev yitzira. Shiva sh'arim hein b'nefesh. There are seven gates in the human body. The two eyes, the two ears, the peh, the mouth, and the nostrils. Hu choshev ha'sharim shein b'rosh kol odom.
And then there's the Shar of the Bris, etc. Shoftim v'shotri titein l'cha yosim adam l'asmo shoftim v'shotim klomar sheishmar asmo tamid. There was a person yashkiach tamid shlo yesham shum avera. In other words, you have to put guards at every gate in your body. In other words, what are you looking at? What are you listening to? What are you saying? What are you eating? Whatever shar in your body, you have to have shoftim v'shotrim, because that's ultimately, and as we said before, this is something you shouldn't be listening to. That's not part of your chelak. As we said, lo sasik gvul reyacha means whatever your gvul is. If you see something that's not, you're not supposed to see, you're not supposed to hear, that's going to have an effect. And today, where, you know, with the internet, there's so much that's available to see and hear and listen to, and a person has to have extra zehirus of what he listens to and what he sees, because that's going to affect him. And when you see something, you hear something, you eat something that's not supposed to be, you're not in the right chelak. That's not your chelak. That's not part of you. And then you're mashkis who you are, because you put something into your shar that's not supposed to be there, and it takes away from the pureness of what your neshama is. Shoftim v'shotrim titein l'cha b'chol sharecha. But as Rashi writes in Parshas Hazinu on page 16, Vayomer leim simu levavchem b'chol hadvarim. Says Rashi, Sarich adam sheyu eina v'ozna v'libo b'chuvonim l'divrei Torah. In other words, shoftim v'shotrim, you have to make sure that all the gates, what's going to let in. So the yisod is, the more kedusha you let in all the gates, the more you change as a person, the more you enhance who you are. So if you're enov, and these are the different sharim, your oznov and your libo, you put divrei Torah in them, that's the kiyum of shoftim v'shotrim. That's the kiyum of shoftim v'shotrim. And the pasuk says, right after that, ki lo dovar reku mikem, that the Torah is not an empty thing. Ki yuchayechem, and Yerushalmi says in Pei, on page 17, asne ki the amar of mana ki lo dovar reku mikem, v'im urek mikembu, lama she'inatem yigein b'Torah. Whereas the Torah is not empty, and if it's empty, it's because you are empty. It's because you didn't put the effort in to fill the sh'orim of your body with the proper thing. And that's what the famous Rambam writes, that at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, it says you should be marchik from all types of arayas and all types of bad thoughts. And he says, the Gedol Mizu calls us Amru, Yifna Asmach Shvashal Divrei Torah, V'yachiv Daito B'chochma, Shein Machsheves Arayas Miskaberes Ela B'leiv Ponoi Mena Chochma. In other words, if you don't put Chochma into your eyes, into your ears, into your mouth, so nature abhors vacuums. So then all the tumah is going to go in. All the shorim are going to have tumah go into them because you didn't have the divrei Torah come into them. And you didn't have the divrei kedusha. Again, whatever Torah is good for you, whatever your chelik is. But, and that's what the Noam Megadim writes in the Hakdama. The Rambam writes, not only, it's yachiv dato b'chochma. Because yachiv dato, he says, lomed b'iyin. In other words, you learn and you think about your learning. That's, in other words, not stop learning, it'll still get in. The tumah will still get in. Because you learn and then a second later, you're not thinking about it. But yachiv daito means that you're learning be'ian. What does it mean that you're learning be'ian? That you're constantly thinking about what you're learning. That's the type of learning that's going to be moneah. So when you put the thing in the shar, it has to be something that you're going to continue. You're going to continue with this, and that's what the Haflah says. Simu levavchem in the last page. B'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzarecha. Sheko yichbo she yitzhar liyos meshuba liyitzar tov. And that's this idea. If you mamale yisharim with Torah, then the yitzhar will be subordinate to that. But Rabosai, that's the word. Lo sasik bul reyacha. That just like there's a din in the karka, that you can't, everyone has their chelak in the karka, and the Ramban says it means every chelak in the shevet, and perhaps
we could tie it in because as we pointed out in the past, that every shevet had their, the Medrash says, had their own mission and their own tchunos. So too, if you're masigvul, that means that you're not happy with your tchunos. And a person, as we start off the year, we should keep in mind that everyone has their own neshama, and no one should think they're inferior. Fakir, just improve on that neshama. Whatever you are, make it even better. But you don't have to necessarily look at the other person and say, well, he's like this, so I want to be like that. Sometimes you should do that. That's kina sofrim. Sometimes you should, because usually that means that you're lazy. But sometimes it's the idea of just being appreciating what your gvul is. And again, that's not only a question of learning, it's a question of how you're going to lead your life and who you're going to marry. It's all part of the same idea of lo sasig, and everyone has their different way of looking at the world. As the Divrei Yecheskel says, Abaye looks at the world from one way, Rava looks at the world from another way because of their life experiences. And but we have to say, Ashreinu matov chalkeinu manoim goraleinu. Meaning, whatever achelik that the Ribbono Shalom gave, we should be happy. Manoim goraleinu means the goral of the chalukos ha'aretz. You have to say, if Hashem, is this was the goral, it's noim. Don't try to be masig vul and take part of the goral. You're saying, because if you're doing that, you're saying the goral wasn't noim. The goral wasn't right. The Ruach HaKodesh was wrong. And that's, you're denying the hashkach of the Ribbono Shalom. So our attitude is, whatever our chelik is in our neshama, ashreinu matov chalkeinu, u'manoim goraleinu, and with that idea, Bez Hashem, we'll all, as we enter this new year of learning, we'll all be mashlim ourselves in every way that's good for our shlomo of each and every individual. It will daven in a minute.